and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And as ever on a Monday, we're taking a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming scene. First off, it was an up with the temperatures in our MFR patch as we went into the weekend. 15 degrees was the norm on Friday, and although not so good over the weekend, it gave arable farmers and those with lambing and calving on the go a real boost. Looking at the price of wheat now, and it was upwards again as we closed the week, the climbs back over the £200 a tonne mark were a result of further forecasts from right around the world that the tight supply and demand situation is set to continue for some time now. It was a similar story for oilseed rape, with £400 plus ex-farm being the very bottom line. Looking at cattle, and Dingwall Mart last week saw bullocks averaging 182.5 pence and selling to 219 pence a kilo. Heifers averaged 178.5 pence and OTM prime and feeding cattle averaged close on 108. And the comment from the mart this week was, quality cattle of all sizes met an extremely firm demand. Turning to sheep now, and over at Huntley, old season lambs averaged 212.5 pence. The auctioneer's comments, trade was sharper for all classes, numbers were short of buyers' requirements, and many more could have been sold to the vendor's advantage. Looking at fertiliser prices, and it may be a down now for nitrogen this season. It's all due to global urea prices dropping following the Egyptian crisis, and the likely price could very roughly be £275 a tonne on farm for 46% N urea. So therefore, suggestions from earlier this season of £275 a tonne for domestic ammonium nitrate now look to be high, and many merchants think that £250 a tonne may be much nearer the mark for that 34.5 AN this season. Also today in the news is dairy giant Arla Foods. Profits from the firm went up by £31 million this year, but there's warnings from both Arla and Wiseman's that rises in fuel and plastic costs will put pressure on things in 2011. All that just as dairy farmers are benefiting from raw milk price rises at the farm gate. And as ever, when there's light at the end of the tunnel for those milking the cows, someone just comes along and moves it further away again. So that's it, a week of mixed fortunes for our farmers last week, but I'll be back tomorrow with more MFR Farming as usual, 6:40 and 12:40.